Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We have Lowell Ponte here. Lowell, I'm sure right after a Merry Christmas, we have lots of New Year things to talk about. So let's refer to your latest article, and I will, of course, pull that up and tell me what it is.
Exciting. That is ways to fund a border wall if we have to have an alternative to the government doing it or Mexico doing it. By the way, right. Happy, I hope Santa brought you everything you were waiting for or hoping for.
Yeah, some of it's on delay. I'm working on some of the details to work out with George how to mesh it with the stream merging, because we're on the same time clock as I've been on all along with my new stream. So we can insert the GCN commercials on their end. And on the other end, I'm able to send my stream directly to Revents Radio, Revolution Radio Red State, and we're marketing to literally potentially thousands of radio stations. So we'll be able to send our stream out there. Hopefully, Genesis will syndicate my show on more stations over on their station network as well. And I think around 1,260 stations now. We had, before we left a few years ago, about 3 years ago, we had around 8 stations. We needed to build that back up again. What I want to talk about today is funding the wall. And to be honest with you, there's lots of creative ways of doing that. So tell us what you think.
Oh, absolutely. Well, among the things available to us, obviously, you have to understand the Democrats are planning on vast quantities of government spending. So far, they apparently are aligning between Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's socialist idea of a Green New Deal. They are moving toward Medicare for all. They want universal basic income for everybody. It wouldn't be much, but it would be a significant payment. All of these things, of course, paid when you're young, not paid when you're old and have paid into a system for decades and decades to make it solvent.
Right.
Altogether, the estimates of what it would cost to adopt her system, at least $3.4 trillion a year. This would effectively double the federal budget, double the amount of taxation taxpayers would be paying. And it would basically do what socialists want done, which is the utter destruction of capitalism.
And the middle class. And the middle class.
And the middle class, oh, of course.
Yeah, now, basically, here's what I see. You can't take a broken system and give it to everybody. And I'm on Medicare now. I'm 66. I have been on for the last year. Medicare is not free. You have to have additional Part B insurance and drug plan insurance. And in fact, I used to be on Kaiser. And Kaiser was actually cheaper than what a combination of Medicare and these other plans, cheaper. So Kaiser, even as a public plan, is run better than Medicare and these other things. I mean, it's crazy. And even that, we have several major holes. The first problem is we should not have malpractice. It should be mediation. If someone's screwing up, there should be a way of notifying whether it's doctors or patients doing it, and then catching that doctor and either decertifying so they don't do a procedure. Let's say if you're an orthopedic surgeon and you've been working 40 years or 30 years, but you haven't done a shoulder in 5 years, you need to go back to certify you know how to do a shoulder with the latest technology. Secondly,
The problem you'll find with that, of course, is that trial lawyers are the number two donating group to the Democratic Party, second only to organized labor fat cats.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about solutions, not the problem. Yeah. And the second thing you need to do is you need to get cross-border even insurance carriers. One of the things that Trump could do immediately is allow insurance companies to actually allow cross-state line insurance operators, and then you can have real competition. Okay, that's number one.
And you can realize how many states there are that only offer like one insurance company.
Right, or they're the big kahuna. And I think that would immediately solve a lot of the problems. The second thing is we need to incorporate preventive medicine. Would you buy, and I use this analogy all the time, would you buy a Lamborghini Countach? And I like the Italian because Countach means holy cow. And so if you buy a Lamborghini at, say, $4 or $6 million, you'd fly the Italian technician in because you're rich enough to come in with his fancy tool set and go to your private garage with his special pumps and everything else. He flies in separately in an Airstream jet. And he would then take care of your car so when you're driving at 200 miles an hour, you don't spin out and die. Okay? The thing doesn't start rattling at high speeds or something terrible happens and the engine explodes and fire. Well, the problem is people drive their bodies like they buy a car off the lot and they never change the oil or the fluids in it. I recently had service done at a Jiffy Lube here in Vista. And my God, the people did a great job. The car drives better than when I had service at my Chrysler dealership. Think of Chrysler dealership right now, the one I have here in Carlsbad, as being so poor that I went to the Jiffy Lube and the car's driving like I drove it off the lot, 4 years ago. Now, my car, by the way, one of my Christmas presents is my wife finished my last payment, so I have the title on my car now. I have the top-of-the-line Buick Chrysler with a, moonroof on it and, stereo speakers and the two TV screens and a tow line and four-wheel drive and everything on it. But it's paid. I mean, they were trying to market to me to actually get me to change. Well, you can't take a broken system like Medicare or current health care that has too many players. A lot of doctors, for example, they're tied, their income success is tied to, keeping certain procedures. For example, they don't want to do low-dose chemotherapy. They want to do paint-by-numbers chemo. They want to do cardiac bypass surgery, even though a study done in the spring showed that of 20,000 cases reviewed over four states, they don't lengthen your life one day, let alone 1 month. If you do a cardiac bypass or stent, it might stop your angina for a while, but you still die. I have a procedure where I simply give people vasomedical ECCP therapy and my peptides and nutraceuticals, and within 2 months you grow new arteries, your angina stops, and you're not going to die because you've grown new arteries and expanded the existing ones. You don't need surgery. Same with chemo. I do my chemotherapy nutraceuticals like ellagic acid, malignant block, Power C Plus, and our no water, which is neutrodiene and ozone for oxidative killing the pathogens. Then I have a new product, hydrogen, and CBD oil with the most powerful liposomes in the world, with other antioxidants like CoQ10 Supreme, Cell Detox Glutathione, Anti-H Max with Tyrosyl Bean. You take these things, you're going to not only stop all the oxidative stress, but you're going to overcome illness. And I can give you things to regenerate you, like Red Deer Velvet, and Oncomycin has ergothionine. And your own stem cells are released and moved if you simply go in the Sonic Life Machine. And same with hyperbaric oxygen and lumen photon. They all release nitric oxide and stem cells. So you don't even need a stem cell transplant. In most cases, maybe 95% of cases, 5% are so far gone you need it, a stem cell. But we can even do things like Dr. Dan Royal, where you can actually take a supplement to increase your stem cells, spin off your blood after you've increased your stem cells, and inject it back in your joints. So a lot of new novel therapies are becoming available that are going to cut the cost dramatically. But the system doesn't want that because a lot of doctors and hospitals will go bankrupt. So the first thing is if they made national health care like Ocasio-Cortez, they're going to go really full gunners, not lengthening people's lives or really reducing the number of knee transplants or knee replacements they need to do or bypasses or conventional chemo that kills half the people in the first 6 months. No. But they'll bankrupt the country, and then the whole system will collapse. There'll be no health care for anybody.
Oh,
what do you think?
And bad medicine, by the way, actually does much more harm than good. Case in point, what happens to the microbiome when you take antibiotics? I mean, we've known for a lot of people it can impair the second brain in the body. But what's interesting is now they're finding this damage can last for months or years or a lifetime.
Well, actually, I got a number for you, and this is from research from our alternative medicine doctors. if you take, say, 2 weeks or a month of antibiotics for, say, some serious bone infection like in your toes, you disrupt your biome, so you actually increase the risk of colon cancer and general cancer. Because remember, what happens is you get lower bacteria in your lower colon. They're healthy biome. They actually produce molecules like vitamin K2 that help you not calcify your arteries and get plaque. But they also create anti-cancer nutraceuticals. Your biome and your healthy gut, like our Living Probiotic Ultra and Living Probiotic and Berberstatin, right? But if you disrupt your biome, you increase the risk of deconjugating toxins to the target organ, and your danger of increasing cancer lasts for 3.5 years. So if you've taken a month of antibiotics, up to 3.5 years, unless you recharge your biome with proper organisms and prove that the circulating mycotoxins and re-release toxins that your liver conjugated are not in your blood, guess what? Your risk of cancer is increased for 3.5 years after 2 weeks to a month of antibiotics. Wow. It disrupts your normal biome. Yeah. So, these people are knuckleheads. They don't understand unless you...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Unless you can figure out a niche for yourself. So, funding for the wall. What is a wall? Firstly, it's not just a physical barrier. A good part of our people that come into the country are coming in on visas. They come in as students or workers. So we need to stop that and have a better control system for that. We need to have a reactivation of the Bracero 2 work program so we can certify that people don't have a criminal record. If they want to work, we put a tracker anklet and bring them to work camps. And they can't get off the camp and go off to the city or do other things, which would indicate young people are... fit males don't become drug dealers or sell, go into the, become MS-13 gang killers. That's easy to solve. So Trump, the first thing he should do right now is allow cross-border and cross-state insurances. Number two, he needs to actually have a federal edict that one of the big causes of the cost of health care is simply malpractice. And malpractice costs should be replaced by mediation. And it's sort of temporarily done here in California. They have a limit on how the large lawsuits be, but they don't have a limit in most states. Like in Oregon, you can sue multiple lifetimes of doctors' income, which completely can destroy them. Some doctors, basically, because they've had certain malpractice cases, like the head of neurosurgery, I remember her personally at University of Colorado years ago when I was there in the late 90s and early 2000s, up to 2004 when I closed my practice and left. She couldn't do a whole bunch of procedures, even though she was the head of the department, simply because she had not winnable, but she had lawsuits where an insurance carrier would raise her rate because she had gone through this crap. And therefore, certain procedures she wasn't allowed to do because financially she had to pay more money in malpractice than the procedure would allow her to even cover her costs. Isn't that crazy? So we're talking about the female head of the Department of Neurosurgery at the University of Colorado couldn't do certain procedures because she'd previously been sued, not successfully, but maybe there was some minor settlement or something that she went through, and her insurance carrier rated her higher and said she couldn't afford to literally do the procedure because the money from the procedure wouldn't cover her malpractice costs.
Well, there are a lot of doctors lawyers who engage in their own kind of practice or malpractice where they're not getting into a case in order to win it. They're getting into a case to settle it quickly without having to win it. They become specialists in, for example, some subfield, and then they go and sue every doctor involved in that field and say, we'll drop this suit if you'll pay us X number of $100,000. And the insurance company will often say, it's cheaper to do that than even if we win to have 10 lawyers working for a year on this case.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that in cases with my colleagues and so on. It's a crazy system, and of course, the lawyers are like, these parasites, like vampire parasites, you know. They're everywhere. I mean, it's okay to have that proper operational law. I don't think we do. I like pro se litigant training, which is why we have our jurisdictionary How to Win in Court course, which you can go to Diagnostic and Therapy and purchase the course for, I think, $240, and you become a pro se litigant expert within 24 hours of doing the course online. You know, and actually, you know, file a pro se litigant action to the IRS or property rights or anything, and do how to research and everything. So what I see happening is America is very screwed up. It's driving itself into debt. And, of course, the Democratic Party now, under Nancy Pelosi, she's got so many people on the left, they're not going to vote for her as Speaker unless she actually completely blocks the idea of building a wall or any kind of barrier.
Sure.
It's not just a physical wall.
You notice that when insurance companies are willing to give in to a legal threat like that, they basically put the doctor in a very difficult position. The doctor will say, I could win this case, I'm not guilty, I did everything correctly, and the insurance company will say, shut up, it's cheaper that we settle, and then, by the way, we're going to double and triple what we would charge you.
Right.
Because you were accused of this. Not found guilty of it, but just accused of it.
I have had only one malpractice case, and it was by a young gentleman who was a criminal. He had surgery 6 years earlier because he actually had jacked cars. He had a tracker anklet when he first came to see me. And because I'm a toxicologist certified in the Department of Defense and Department of the Olympic team and the Department of Energy, I tested him and he was positive. I said, okay, you need to have an SAP ordered by the state because he was still a criminal. And I said, I'll try to get you into the interventional pain clinic to try to deal with your pudendal nerve pain because he had screws and plates to his nerve that were compressing it in his lower leg. So he was in lower leg pain. And the guy was also, the kid was a criminal, by the way, and he was still using marijuana. And I said, if you show up positive, I said, you're out of here. So after a few months, I kicked him out of the practice. He called me back in a panic that he was getting worse and worse and worse. Nobody would see him. I said, okay, I'll see you, but if you come show up with one positive drug test, you're out of here. And I did. Yeah, about 3 months later, he came back with a positive benzyl agonine. He had a breakup with his girlfriend because he already had emotional problems, and we broke up with her. He decided to commit suicide with illegal drugs and drugs he got from the emergency department at the University of Colorado. Now, my insurance carrier was Copic Insurance. So I got notified by that Copic Insurance, this family had called the Board of Medical Examiners because the board had it in for me because I was releasing information about Superfund sites and about Oklahoma City and about 9/11, and they had it in for Deagle. I was even praying with terminal patients. How dare I? So they told the patient's family, yeah, Deagle used to be his doctor, but he's responsible for his death, even though he didn't get any drugs from me. Okay? So this young fellow kills himself. I got a notice I'm going to have my license pulled just for this freaking case and some other minor complaints of people who had pain and were referred to interventional pain clinics like Poudre Valley in Colorado where they're getting spinal pumps and stimulators. At the time, I was training to become an interventional surgeon, putting these special treatments into people and going to go challenge the board to Cedars-Sinai in California. All right? And I invented the technology with Dr. Hedgecock to actually map A-delta and C-fibers. So I tell the interventional pain doctors where to do a transferemoral nerve blocker, spinal stimulator pump. This is really advanced stuff, okay, I was doing. I was also on a national IRB pain panel with Dr. Centeno. This is doing research with the federal government on a national IRB pain panel. All right? So I'm not a minor guy. These SOBs decided to pull my license for give me a warning that I was going to have it pulled. And when I had about, maybe altogether about 40 pain patients, and about 20 of them were real serious, terminal or cancer or something like that, really bad stuff. Two of them killed themselves. Two of the patients killed themselves. One blew his brains out because he couldn't get treatment from me, and the university doctors were not giving him adequate dosage and weren't going to do the spinal treatments I recommend to surgery, right? The spinal pump and stimulator. And the other patient decided to hit an overpass and kill himself. Really upsetting for me. So I arrived back at the board, and I talked to them in March of 2004. I said, okay, what's your problem? I said, okay, here's the situation. I have the toxicology. This kid was getting drugs from the university hospital, and he took illegal drugs. I have the tox report, which they tried to hide from me. I said, what do you have? He said, we don't have anything. I said, okay, what they wanted me to do is monitor my practice for 3 months, just see my DEA records. By the way, the only thing the DEA found is that I didn't have bright enough exit signs. But they decided to, the board was so ticked off with Deagle, they decided to tell the family to sue me. So Kopik sued me, and my attorney's nickname was Buzzsaw. Buzzsaw didn't believe me at first. I told him these guys were out to get me, right? Like with Dr. Michael Janssen, who was a spine surgeon doing a spinoplasty, and they took 10 months to find a doctor to be willing to actually review the case, and I did. And I did a spinal nerve mapping on him and found out that they tried to hide the surgical records that he actually put screws to the guy's spinal nerve roots. So I called Janssen up, and he called me up, and he threatened me back in 2000. He said, I'm going to get you because I know the board president and other members of the board. I said, you're kidding. So I called the board up. Oh, we're not going to file any yet. I said, are you kidding? I said, I want you to do something with Janssen. So nothing happened. So his physiatrist 6 months later filed, and I had to respond. So this is where the board came after me because Janssen was threatened by the fact that he paralyzed the guy who was diabetic by doing a non-necessary procedure and putting screws to his spinal nerve roots. And he knew the board president and board members. So at the end of it, Kopik wanted to just settle it, like you said, you know, because it cost less money, and I didn't.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
86.
So, I think it's important to finish this story because I'm a very good doctor. To be honest with you, yesterday, do you know how many consults I did on Christmas Day?
I tremble to ask.
Four.
Where you were competing with Santa.
No, I did four consults yesterday, and they're really serious. These are not minor things. You know, terminal heart failure and cancer, et cetera. Okay, really bad stuff. And their own doctors are failing miserably. One guy I talked to literally this morning, who called me back, another consult, he's already had radiation to his spine because of prostate cancer. He's on two cancer, hormone-blocking drugs, and he's scared out of his mind about what they're going to do to him next, which is going to make his life miserable or hardly worth living. Now, you have to understand, this broken system, these morons, the socialists, don't want to have a wall. In fact, Nancy Pelosi, even when she previously stated she wanted a wall back in 2008, 9, whatever, she doesn't want anything. And, of course, it's not just a wall. Some places along the Rio Grande River, you can't build a damn wall. You have to build a concrete berm and early warning systems, whether it's cameras or whatever, or put more personnel there. And in some places, there's mountains and so on. There's no way you can build a freaking wall there. You have to have some system. And the main thing you have to have is a system to interdict these people and decide who can be vetted to actually work here and put in a Bracero program. For example, that little boy that died, I guarantee you, if he was here with his mom, she should have been vetted right on the spot. He'd gone down to Tijuana. And she should have been put in a Bracero program with a little boy going to school here rather than dying of a cold that developed a pneumonia. That's missing. The optics of this, if Trump was listening to you and me, I'd give a solution to the man and say, look, our troops should have been armed, not with no bullets, and go down to the drug cartels in Central and South America because the Democrats are authorizing $10.6 billion for Mexico and Central America in money just sent to these guys, and they're not going to build a wall. And it's not just a wall. I mean, we talk about a wall. What it is, it's an interdiction system, which not only involves dealing with people overstay their visas, but it might be a fence in some places or vertical slats like the system they have with points at the top so you can't climb over it. And you can see through the damn thing because in the past when we built these fences, the guys would take out, argon torches and they cut through the damn fence and drive their truck with drugs loaded everywhere and not only in the truck but even in the wheel wells. So,
this is something we need to keep in mind, that there is a tremendous price being paid for our not having that kind of screening.
And right, but the thing is, so I have solutions for it. This is one of the problems I have, and I've had it here at Genesis. I haven't had a good caller in 7 years. I haven't. Nobody wants to put Dr. Dingell on the spot. I love being put on the spot. Please, I beg you. Don't go and say, I'm a nut, I'm this and that, I'm a crazy. That's fine. Everybody thinks I'm crazy because anybody that is as smart as me or determined trying to find the solutions will prey on it and just say for years, I've got regular, classified, and supernatural sources that will give me solutions, including a lot of prayer. And when I give people solutions like this thing for the so-called health care, it's simple, but we could cost about one-fifth the cost. People will live longer and well. I don't believe a lot of people want to retire if they could actually do another job. You see, a lot of people are greeters in Walmart, but why don't they run their own business online or whatever? Why don't they write books? Why don't they do other things? So I personally don't believe in retirement unless you're at a dirty job you want to get out of and you want to go to something that's different. But I personally, if you could have healthy 90-year-olds that could go back to work or even do sports, why not? Why don't we get a different idea about the elderly, that the elderly don't need to be dying of cancer or kind of have post-chemo brain or, you know, are ready to have their next stroke or their blood pressure so high they couldn't do a physical job? Why don't we have healthy 90 and 100-year-olds? I think if we have a change of paradigm, the average age of the average American, even as little as 30 years' time, might be over 90 or 100.
Sure, and if your brain is still alive, if your body is still alive, you want to be doing things.
Right, I don't believe in retirement. You know what retirement for me is? The back of the damn shovel. Now, I'm thinking of actually joining a Native board along with Dr. Dan Royal, so I'll actually be back in some form of practice. Right now, I'm just a consultant. And when I get back in active practice, I'll be on a national Native board. I won't be under these stupid state boards, because state boards are populated with people who don't know what and how I do it. They don't understand intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, toxic biochemistry. This is what's called living pathology. I'm one of the ones founding the specialty. These regular doctors don't have a clue. Most of them are pretty marginal intelligence. They're not trained in any of the areas where I have expertise. For example, I just recently talked to Dr. Jürgen Winkler, who's one of my doctors. He's saving some of my friends with his cancer IPT therapy and my nutraceuticals. Okay? If I send some of these friends to a conventional doctor, they'd already probably be dead. Okay? And the conventional doctors would make an average of, you know, several hundred thousand or more just doing the chemo. The average new cancer patient caught it to the system, including hospitals and so on, generates $1.3 million to American healthcare. Oh, my God. Okay? And we wonder why we have socialists like Ocasio-Cortez, who we've called now Occasional Cortex, and other socialists that think they don't want a wall. We don't need just a wall. We need to rebuild our country so they don't want to move here. 50% of people from Central America, from El Salvador and Honduras, want to move here. No wonder their places are a mess. And we've done it. Our drug cartels are run with us and our intel agencies, the Special Activities Division of the CIA. I know. I even have people like Cody Snodgrass. He'll be on the show today, by the way. He's on the show today, Cody, on the third hour. He's a CIA munitions expert. I know because I work with these guys. I was a doctor for Delta Force Special Op and CIA. I was their doctor. Okay, I know these guys straight up. I work with Dr. John Woodbury, the Reserve Admiral John Hughes, with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, was the FBI and CDC and CIA. I was their doctor. Okay, so this is not secondhand and damn information. And I have a solution that's real simple. You gotta fix the system. You can't give it to everybody. You're gonna kill the country. You'll kill America if you do that.
Oh, sure. Well, what you're proposing would be very encouraging to a lot of Republicans who want cheap labor. It would not be getting votes for Democrats who want cheap boats that they could import to replace the current.
Well, first off, you need a middle class if you're going to have a constitutional republic. What they did in the Soviet Union, they took a very fertile country, which included, by the way, Ukraine, which is part of the former Soviet Union. You included a very smart people, genetically they're tough, and you ruined them.
And then they also provided the breadbasket of Europe.
Right, and what you did is you destroyed their country by getting rid of the middle class. The same thing's happening in France. Why do you think the Yellow Jackets are protesting? The middle class, with this globalist enviromaniac Macron, is trying to abuse the hell out of the people and destroy the middle class. When you don't have a middle class, you don't have an engine to create the future. You do not have an economy. You got a bunch of rich people trying to act like kings, and everybody else is a serf eating in the gruel class. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter what you call it, whether it's socialism, communism, or totalitarian environmentalism, it's all bad. Because if you destroy the middle class, you don't have a country anymore. You've got a totalitarian regime, no matter what the hell you call it. That's all it is. It doesn't matter what religion it's under, whether it's Islam or any other system. It's the same creature with a different label, right?
Sure. And uncontrolled immigration, of course, leads to all kinds of problems, like 65,000 deaths a year from fentanyl and other drugs. There's a form of chemical warfare being waged on the U.S., a lot of it coming through the border, but from China.
Well, China's doing this. They play multiple games here. I'm going to insert this. And I've talked to the drug people about this. We're going to have one on our show, Betty Martini, who's an expert on toxic brain effects of aspartame, Splenda, and Advantame, etc. The problem is the Chinese know this, and they could shut it down tomorrow. I could shut it down if I just got a hold of Trump for 10 minutes and say, listen, Trump, you know the PLA members that are directly involved with the drug trade and the fentanyl's manufactured in China. Simply shut down their bank accounts. Make one phone call. It's over. And I'm sure our intel agencies have the information on who's doing it. Which oligarch's doing it in Russia. Things that we don't agree with. Like, for example, they're constantly hacking into our air traffic controllers and our waterworks. Do you know that? The Russians? And even listening to our phone conversations. Now, they're doing this because they want to use the weapon of indignation. Shut down our internet and shut down our power grid. Before they fire the first missile from Punta Huerte in Nicaragua, or now their bombers in Venezuela, or their nuclear submarines totally the side of the Orinoco River.
Come to think of it, that's what they did in Ukraine when they attacked there.
When they did what?
They shut down those kinds of systems when they attacked Ukraine a couple of years ago.
Of course they did. And we have the capability of doing it not only from cyberspace, but also near space. So the fact is that Trump could make a few phone calls and those oligarchs and that drug flow would stop without any mention of Nancy Pelosi. I think you should stop talking to Nancy and Schumer, get the Pentagon and these other people to build a damn wall, deal with the immigration problem with the overstaying visas, and solve it.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Didn't give nutritional advice. And they won because of the lawsuit he filed back in 94. Otherwise, he would have been gone to jail. So I did a little bit more talking than usual. I want to hear from you on your side in your article, which I'll post up. Go ahead. Explain why. How are we going to get this?
A lot of these people were discussing Craig Smith and I give away absolutely free and lay it all out. And people can get a copy of our book that does that called Money, Morality, and the Machine to start the new year absolutely free and postpaid. Will not cost you a penny. Just call toll-free 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492 for the free book, and we would appreciate that. So the problem that people don't keep in mind when they talk about, oh, the poor mother was stopped from bringing her child across the border into the U.S. People coming across the border into the U.S. bringing drugs are carrying out chemical warfare against our children that costs more than 65,000 deaths a year. That's more than died in the entire Vietnam War, killed per year from the state of thing, much of it from Mexico. 10% of drunk driver deaths and injuries in the U.S. are now illegal alien-related. They flood the country with gang members. We have people carrying antibiotic-resistant diseases we're not able to treat. They take welfare at an average rate of $70,000 each per year. 63% of illegals are on welfare. If they've been here for 10 years, 70% of them are on welfare, as opposed to only about 30% of native-born Americans. Add to that the fact that our border leaks in two ways. Illegals are coming in, yes, and taking welfare and so on, but they're then sending a good deal of that welfare back as drug money or remittance money to their families back in Mexico and Central America. That remittance money comes up to more than $28 billion a year being sent out of our economy and to the Mexican economy. This is not a terribly wise or useful thing, even for Democrats who feel they need to be able to spend all that money on a welfare state. So they may have to choose. We're losing a breathtaking amount of money, middle-class people, patriotic people, who are dying from things like fentanyl here. And thank God you are giving people alternatives to that.
Right. And of course, we can fix the problem by finding what the underlying problem is. But what you're showing us here, this plan that the Democrats have, as I call a wave election, when Nancy Pelosi is literally color currying to the left, so that she's saying, we're not going to, and like Schumer says, we're not going to have a cent for the wall. Well, what are you talking about, a cent? They already voted in the past bipartisan to put up at least a fence, which is, by the way, old Vietnam fence put up. So it doesn't matter. Trump is very creative. He's a businessman. Mexico is going to pay for the wall one way or the other through revenue from you know, cross-border commerce that goes back and forth. For example, if you build a car...
Trump and conservatives are already talking about a remittance tax.
Right.
About fines on illegal aliens, about a border adjustment tax. They can do all kinds of things.
Lots of creative stuff. For example, I'll give you one example. I want to hear your comment on this. There's a lot of leather workers really good in Mexico. So when you build a car, let's say in Georgia, those car frames may go down to Mexico to have leather strapped on them, and it has to go back and forth across the border. You could simply put a tax on simply products go back and forth, and they're manufactured at facilities parts of the parts, just like across in Europe between Britain and the U.K.
In El Paso, Texas, they have a professional or semi-pro ice hockey team. And you say, what the hell are people playing ice hockey in desert El Paso, Texas?
Whoa.
Well, they're doing it because they're right across the border, and there are so many people who were brought down there from Detroit and environs in the car industry to act as managers of the Mexican car plant that there are enough of them to support an ice hockey team.
That's crazy.
Mexicans don't play ice hockey. But
Canadians are crazy. I mean, they breathe, they eat Canadian-style food, and they play hockey. I mean, if you can stand on ice or snow, you're going to play hockey up there. I did. Okay? Everybody does. If you breathe and you're Canadian and you're male, a lot of females, too. My wife, when she was a student right through high school and university, she played hockey. Michelle.
Wow.
And if you're from Detroit, I was born in Detroit. This is hockey country. The North Detroit and
its family. Oh, by the way, another thing we could do with the wall, and this is all in my column, WorldNet Daily.
Right.
Mexico could pay by revenue it loses from illicit drugs and so on. We could start selling wall bonds akin to war bonds. We could sell naming rights to sections of the wall. We could sell advertising along urban sections of the wall. We could make donations to the wall tax deductible or allow tax credits. If the wall costs $25 billion, that would be a one-time cost of only $78 for each American.
Wow. And you know, I heard last week there was a GoFundMe page that a week before Christmas already had $5 million from American patriots.
Oh, it now has $15 million. The only thing is there's more than one of them, and they accuse each other of being ripoffs.
You're kidding. The fact is...
It's a caveat emptor, buyer beware kind of situation, but you're right.
Yeah. The fact is, though, with all the creative things you've talked about and that could be done, even with cross-border taxes and tariffs and everything, the Americans aren't going to pay for this wall. They're not. And it's not just a wall. It's a barrier. It's a cyber barrier. It's more staff. It's also trying to stop the damn drug trade. And it's also, Trump should be sending the troops down to Central America to kill off these drug cartels. And by the way, part of the reason why the drug cartels are accepted is because they provide local hospitals and social services to the people in in various communities in Mexico. People don't realize the drug cartels, not the government, are supplying the local health care and the building schools for these local people in Mexico. People don't know this, do they?
And they're killing local police and journalists as well.
They're killing local police, but they also supply the schools and hospitals. So if you don't cross them, you're fine. But the drug cartels are running a lot of these communities in Mexico, and our CIA and NSA, they're working in collaboration with them, allow it to happen. So we...
The point of where we're trying to get to here is that we're paying a tremendous price for not having some kind of check and balance at the border. We can't just let people come across willy-nilly. If they come across as part of a bracero program, a work program, that's fine, because they'll be checked, they'll be taxed, and so on. But just to let them come bringing diseases, bringing drugs, and so on, is not a great idea.
Yeah, I agree, totally agree. I think what's going on now is pure craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, so either, we, Mexico, should pay for the wall, agreed, but in any event, we're paying for not having a wall now.
Right.
And the cost is much greater than it would to just build a wall. I mean, $25 billion, even $50 billion is not that much money compared to what the lack of a wall is costing us now.
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, it would actually be written off pretty quickly, wouldn't it? And all the ideas you had, like, you know, advertising and naming parts of the wall, and I mean, this could be quite a big game, wouldn't it? And I think if Trump actually listened to your program and gets this article, I want to make sure it gets posted up.
Well, there of course needs to be a cessation of the hate that the left has been directing at people, where you would be attacked for having your name on the wall. They have attacked in California any company that built a prototype of the wall for Donald Trump. The state will not do business with those people. So, I mean, they literally are engaged in a revenge vendetta situation politically, making everything political. And that, I think, a government should be prohibited from doing.
Well, I think, honestly, it's a soft coup. And to be honest with you, whether it's a political operative or a position like people like this, Kamala Harris and others, they're doing this, who we consider a soft coup, should be considered a federal felony. The same way with media, people like, you know, going to the White House and being very obstructionary and trying to do a soft coup, they should be charged and put in jail for it. Same with media. If they write articles attacking the Trump family, like Trump Jr., like, for example, Occasional Cortex, stating that she's going to actually subpoena Don Jr., it's like, are you kidding me? That's a crime. She's already guilty of a crime by even threatening to do it.
Yep.
Right? To me, why isn't it prosecuted? Trump, stop backing off. Just disconnect from Schumer and Pelosi and just do stuff. Get the Pentagon to build the sections of the wall you need in the cyberspace and so on. And just start setting up all these other things that you just talked about. And the same with health care. Pass some federal statute and get it through the Supreme Court to get rid of malpractice. Malpractice is a dead. In Canada, they have what's called Canadian Medical Protective. You know how that works? They got caps. Canadian Medical Protective, every doctor in the country has it. They have caps on it. They do have mediation. They can go to mediation pretty quickly. The lawyers can't get rich on it because Canadian Medical Protective fights like hell. So if you think you're going to get rich in Canada trying to sue a doctor in Canada, you're disturbed in your mind. Now, surgeons right across the border can do the same damn procedure in Ontario as they can in Ohio. And in Canada, you're not going to lose your career if somebody sues you. In America, you may not ever be able to do the procedure again because you're sued to death. Okay?
But of course, they sue you in the U.S. if you're a doctor because you're rich. You don't get rich in Canada, presumably.
That's not true. If you're a specialty surgeon, you'll get pretty damn rich. You may not get as rich as Americans making $30 million, but you may be making $3 million. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So the fact is, the Canadians have lots of things that can be used here and other ones. I'm creative. We could solve the problem at a fraction of the cost, but the lawyers are going to suffer. They're going to have to no longer buy bigger boats. How's that? Thank you for your article, and thank you for listening to that last segment to the amazing solutions that Lowell Ponte has, and check out his article on Eagle-Network.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.